Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I am Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Nope, just two friends who like to talk about serums.
And welcome to another mini episode where we take your emails and voicemails and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Of our abils. And Dori, if you want to reach us, I don't know why I directed that at you. Dori, if you want to call...
Should I start calling in?
Hey, this is...
You can throw your voice. Look, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, the number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Nicely done, Kate.
I was nervous, but it all worked out.
So let's hear a voicemail, shall we? Shall we kick things off with a voicemail?
Let's kick it, Dori. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I was just listening to the most recent mini episode where somebody wrote in about being fired. I had to call right away. I was in this same situation a couple of months ago, and it really shook me. I loved my job. I was shocked to be fired, and my job was so much of my identity. So it was really hard for me, and I totally empathize with the listener. It's so hard not to have your self-confidence shaken in a situation like this. And just now coming out the other side, I have a new job, and it was really great to realize how off my work-life balance was. I was working all the time, and being fired kind of forced me to reevaluate that. Anyway, my advice for the listener would be to schedule things during your week. I think it's really easy to be at home on the couch in your pajamas, job searching, and it was helpful for me to force myself to get out, go for a hike, meet up with friends who may be working, meet up with them for lunch or coffee or something, just to force yourself to get out of the house. That's really helpful. Hang in there, listener. It's going to be okay, and it's so hard to see that now, but it really is. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Love podcasting. Bye.
That's such good advice.
Very good advice. Mm-hmm. And I do think it is really tricky when so much of our identity is tied up.
Yes.
In our, it could be anything. But yes. For me, for many years, it was my job.
There was a really great article in the New York Times in the last couple of days. By the time this airs, it will be like a week old. just talking about how millennials in particular are just so wrapped up in their jobs.
I read this article and are being encouraged through I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. Organizations?
Yeah, sure.
The world to really identify as the work that they do.
Yes. And that, you know, working hard is seen as such a virtue and working 80 hours a week is, you know, it's all so,
right. Reflects your self-worth.
Yes, reflects your self-worth. Yes. And that... that your self-worth is tied up in your job. And kind of coupled with the conversation we had recently with Anne Helen Peterson about burnout, I think this is a really real thing. And it's really hard to strike that work-life balance, especially when you're working at a place where this overwork is encouraged and enabled.
I really, when I left my job at VH1, that was such a big part of who I was that I went through a long period of like, who, what am I now?
Yeah.
Who am I? Was that I identified so strongly through what I was doing and I loved what I was doing that it felt like a deep loss, even though it was my choice to transition out of that
totally.
Job. It was still very weird and took me a while to kind of be okay with the fact that that wasn't a part of my identity anymore. Like mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I had anything to offer, if yeah. that makes any sense.
No, totally. Totally. It's hard.
It's very hard. And I do think I loved the advice that that caller gave about scheduling.
Yes.
Put it in the cal.
Put it in the cal. Just put hike in the calendar.
Yes. Even if it's take a walk or just setting up times to see people, especially yeah. if you were working in an environment where you had a lot of human interaction.
Yes.
That can be really hard too, to not yes. have that anymore. Anyway, thank you. We love advice.
We do.
Dory, we have an email here.
We sure do.
That as a person who recently went to Paris, that would be you. I feel like you might have something to offer. Shall I give it a read?
Sure.
I am 42, haven't been to Paris in 16 years. In that time, I have had 3 kids. My twin daughters have been begging to go to Paris since they started kindergarten. We made them save their allowance and plan how much a trip would cost, and 7 years later, they finally have enough for their portion of the trip, so we pulled the trigger and are going with my in-laws, a total of 10 of us. And this listener clarifies that they're not actually making their kids pay for the trip. It was just an exercise to teach them about saving. But I say, make your kids pay for that trip. Anyway, on that note, listener, they continue. I know it won't be a relaxing trip and it won't be like travel before kids. So my expectations are low for what I will actually get to do. But if I can buy some skincare products that are only available there or are available with better ingredients there or are cheaper to buy there than they would be in the US, I will be so happy. What should I get? Is P50 a French product? Are there drugstore items I should look for? This listener also asks for a low-key but fun place to get a facial, which, listener, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm including it here in case somebody in Paris is listening and wants to help you out. Or I would suggest checking our Facebook group or asking in our Facebook group, because we do have somebody there who might be able to help you as well.
So I don't have a fun but low-key place to get a facial recommendation.
I feel like that's our audience might be able to weigh
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, there have been a million threads about Paris, both in the main Facebook group and in the travel Facebook group.
Listener,
so
go there.
That is where I would suggest starting. But P50 is a French product. It is made by Biologique Recherche, whose headquarters is in Paris.
Which, and they, you visited, right?
I did visit. I paid a visit to the skincare mecca that is Biologique Recherche. And they have facials there.
Ooh.
With Biologique Recherche products. You do have to make an appointment in advance. If you don't want to do the whole facial, they also have like a skin analysis that they'll do. I did not make an appointment and I was not able to do this, but I just got some product recommendations while I was there. So I would do that. Even if you don't end up doing any treatments there, it's fun to just visit. They take themselves very seriously. Like they're all wearing lab coats.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, it's
and they all speak French.
And they all speak French.
Surprise.
It's crazy. But the other place that like everyone goes to is City Pharma, which is this big pharmacy in Paris where they sell all kinds of delightful French drugstore products. And French drugstore products are like not American drugstore products. Like I think they're generally a little bit of a step above. Like if you've ever been to, say, Bigelow in New York City, like a fancy drugstore, that's more the vibe in these Parisian drugstores. So I would check out City Pharma. Kate, I know you have been a longtime devotee of the
Nooks. This is our favorite thing
to say. Prodigieux.
I love when we say things in our wonderful French accents. About a few years ago, Dory, I went when I started to kind of get more curious about skincare, I basically just started Googling how to be a French person and then imitating what I thought a French person would be. And I bought a ton of French drugstore products.
I mean, as one should.
So the N-U-X-E, I can only speak for myself, but I'm confident I'm saying everything wrong. I love that body oil. It's a dry oil. It smells fantastic. It comes in a little bottle. It's not something you use a ton of, I find, just because I'm trying to save the oil as much as I can.
Yeah.
Another thing I love, which you can get stateside, is the Bioderma micellar water. I now am able to just buy that here, but you know, if you want to buy it in France, go for it. Another thing that I bought when I was going through this phase is something I found, like a Goop list of French pharmacy buys, mm-hmm. because of course. And I bought something called homeoplasmine, which is like a dry skin balm that I think in something I had read, it was on a few of these like French pharma lists. It was something that at fashion shows, makeup artists put on models' lips.
Ooh.
And as a person who loves
is in a lot of fashion shows.
As a model myself, I really, you know, I could relate. No, this is more as a person with dry lips.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Also that. So I bought that and really liked it. Chlorine dry shampoo.
Yes, that's a fave.
That's a fave. It's a powder, which I didn't realize the first time I bought it, but that's a classic French fave. But I would say, listener, after reading your email, my gut reaction was to be like, go with whatever moves you.
Yeah, I do have one other specific recommendation, though.
What is it?
To buy Caudalie products there.
Are they more?
They're cheaper.
Uh-huh. Love it.
And they have a lot of boutiques. I think I went to one in the Marais, and they just had so many products, and it was cheap, much cheaper.
Dory, quel arrondissement is that in?
I believe the quatrième.
Did you take French in high school?
Oui.
Oui, moi aussi. J'oublie beaucoup de français. I'm trying to say I forget.
J'ai oublié.
Yeah. Thank you, Dory. Dory remembers better than I do. But
Adrienne.
Okay. Wow. This is turning into showing off. But yeah, just buy it. Like, that sounds fun, just to get to browse and pick things up.
The other place I would say you must go, even if you don't buy anything there, is the Bon Marché.
What's that?
It's a department store.
Ooh.
That is so lovely and fancy. And they have a whole department of like paper products and like markers and pencils and beautiful clothes. They have a beauty floor. And then they also have a food hall. That's amazing. So you must go there. I believe that is in the 7th.
Can you say that in French?
Septième,
right?
Yeah.
Arrondissement. Oui. Well, listen, when we take this show on the road, we will be sure to go to Paris and do the whole show in French. Get ready. Dory, let's take a quick break.
Let's do
we'll
that.
Be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So we received an email here.
We sure did.
That made me chuckle.
Would you like to read it?
I do. I wondered if you could shed some light on your laundry garment care routines. I fluctuate between carefully hanging or laying flat to dry versus shoving everything in the dryer and hoping nothing shrinks too much. Would love to hear how you each tackle laundry and caring for your clothing. And I chuckled because I am the person who shoves everything in the dryer and hopes it doesn't shrink, and then it shrinks. Mm. I don't put my underwear in a bag and wash it that way. I don't do anything. I am the worst.
You're not the worst.
Not the worst, but I don't have like any sort of laundry care habits.
Okay.
In fact, I've just recently have started kind of remembering to read the tags before I wash things because a few years ago I bought all these Madewell tank tops.
Uh-oh.
And I made the mistake of assuming they were just like, I don't know, cotton.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And then I washed them all and they were like viscose.
Oh, yes. And they shrank.
And they shrank to like crop tops.
Yeah.
Which isn't my look.
I mean, it could be.
Maybe in 2019. Maybe okay. When I turn 40, I'll dig those back out. So do you have good laundry habits?
I have sort of basic laundry habits. Okay. I don't separate.
Me neither.
Lights and darks.
No way.
I just wash everything on cold water wash or the delicate cycle. So that's one thing. I do some hand washing of stuff that I know is delicate, is truly delicate, or, you know, hand wash only.
And what would be two questions? What's an example of something that's truly delicate? And when you I don't even really know how to hand wash. Do you fill the sink?
You fill the sink. I put in a cap full of Woolite.
Okay. I do have some of that.
You let it, you really only have to let it soak for a few minutes, and then you kind of rinse it out, and then you kind of, not the best way to describe it. Like you don't wring it out. You kind of like just smooth all the water out.
Oh gosh.
Not all the water out, but you try to get some excess water out, and then I just hang it up or lay it flat depending on the instructions.
Is laying flat a thing that you're supposed to be doing sometimes?
Sometimes on the instructions it'll say lay flat to dry.
The only thing that I have adopted that I do really enjoy is that I bought a drying rack and I dry clothes outside.
Mm, yeah, that's nice.
Because we do live in a wonderful climate and I have friends who have clotheslines and they don't even use their dryer.
Yeah, that's been something that like I want to start doing that I just haven't done. So I will take things out that are not supposed to be put in the dryer. Like if stuff is able to be washed in the washing machine, but it's not supposed to be put in the dryer, I'll take it out and hang it up. Or again, if it says lay flat to dry, I will lay it flat. I do wash my bras in a lingerie bag in the washing machine, and I hang them up to dry. I don't put them in the dryer.
I don't even wash my bras.
Ever?
Not really.
Okay.
I wash my underwear.
All right.
I don't think I've ever really washed my bras.
Okay.
I've got a lot of work in this department. So if I Googled lingerie bag, would the right stuff come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Now I'm also washing my reusable bamboo cotton rounds.
Mm.
But you know, I think the most kind of, I don't know, I should be air drying my clothes. That's number one. But another thing that I do to try to kind of like reduce my washing clothes footprint is just not wash things that often. So I'll put underwear in the laundry basket because like I'm not rewearing underwear. It's kind of gross. But like I'll wear a t-shirt a few times before I wash it.
Totally.
Like I'll give it a good sniff. And
sniff those pits.
And if it smells okay, like it's going back in the drawer.
I think that's our biggest piece of advice here with how we tackle laundry is we sniff the pits.
Also, like that makes your clothes last longer, not washing them as much.
Yes, I have gotten less. My kids will wear something for like 2 hours and then try to put it in the laundry. And
yeah,
I'm like,
and you're just like, dudes,
no, you're going to wear that for a week.
Yeah. I mean, even workout clothes, unless they're really stinky.
Soaked,
if they're just wet, but not smelly,
interesting.
I won't wash them. I'll just leave them out to dry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So, and you know, I'm more sensitive to smells now that I'm pregnant, so.
Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is your sniffing is really on point.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying sniff. If I don't think it smells, it doesn't smell.
Right, right. I'm going to have you come into my bedroom after this, we record this, and sniff out the laundry on my floor.
I mean, even socks I will rewear.
I do, too. I'd also sniff those.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I sniff them too. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, this smells like feet. I don't want to wear these again.
No.
But sometimes I'm like, I just wore these like in the house with my slippers on. Like totally. These don't need to be washed.
Are you like wet out for an hour and then you came home? You don't need to wash those socks.
No.
Save them.
Save them. It doesn't matter.
Well.
I'm glad we solved that.
I am too. You and I are just in our home sniffing all the clothes.
Or we like actually do smell and like no one said anything.
No one told us. Because we can't tell because we're into the smell.
Exactly.
I will say since I have stopped using any perspirant, the pit sniff, it's a little
it's
more
different.
Ripe. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, that's
I'm also
just,
okay with that.
Yeah. It's just life.
It is just life.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Well, we do have a voicemail that I would like to play now.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory and Forever 35. My name is Allie, and I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, where it's -9 degrees outside. So I'm thinking of ways to stay inside. And I just turned 25, and I thought maybe I would call you guys and ask what you were doing when you turned 25. Okay, love the podcast. Bye.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hope you're staying warm up there.
Yeah, I hope you're eating soup.
Oh, I thought you were going to name check like a Minnesotan.
No, I've never even been to Minnesota.
I went for just a weekend and it was lovely. And they
you got like snowed in.
I did get snowed in. It was very on brand for the state. It was April. My flight got canceled, but I did eat a Juicy Lucy, which is a hamburger with the cheese inside the meat.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was so good.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have that here?
Because we're
in and out. Get on the ball.
As smart as people in St. Paul.
Apparently.
What were you doing at 25?
When I was 25, I was in grad school.
Oh.
Yes.
In New York?
No, in Philadelphia. Oh. I was in a PhD program.
You've got 2 degrees, is that right?
I do. I have a master's in history and a master's in journalism.
Why not?
Why not? A lot of useless degrees.
A master's in history.
Yeah. I was in a PhD program.
Holy crap.
That I left early because I was like, what am I doing? I don't want a PhD. But when I turned 25, I was still in the program. I didn't leave till the following year.
And were you in a relationship at 25?
I was. I believe at that time I was dating a guy who was a few years older than me. One of the few older gentlemen that I've ever dated. He was 5 years older. Mm. He was divorced.
Ooh.
And he was a union organizer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's something very sexy about
him. I was going to say, that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
A divorced 30-year-old union organizer?
Yeah.
Dory has a really wistful look on her face.
I think he's divorced again, I'm just saying.
Anybody who lives near him, get on that treat.
No, he was great. We kind of like drifted apart. Mm. He was traveling. I remember he was traveling a lot for work because he was organizing grad students. And he was spending the week like at another school far away. And so we didn't see each other that much. And it just got hard. And so we eventually ended up breaking up. But I think when I turned 25, wait, I'm lying. I was not dating him when I turned 25. I dated him later that year when I was 25.
That counts. I feel like we're talking about the whole year of 25.
Okay, yeah. I dated him later in the year. At that time, I might have still been dating the optician, the ex-Mormon optician.
Well, I also dated a former Mormon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we've never talked about this.
Oh. Hmm. We'll have to talk about this offline.
Mine was not an optician. Oh. He was a rocker.
Oh.
Also, we didn't really date. Loose of the term date.
Well, anyway.
Another story. Another time.
I was hating grad school, but I feel like I was having a lot of fun.
Hmm.
It was very fun to be in Philly, like in my mid-20s, because the city was really cheap. There were a lot of young people around. I went out all the time. I was having a good time.
That sounds like a fun life.
Yeah, it was a fun life. But I was also like, wait, what am I doing again? That was kind of in the back of my head. Like, I'm in this grad program that I don't like or see a point to, but now I'm in it. Do I just finish it? No.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no. Like a year later, I was like, no. What were you doing, Kate?
25, I was living in New York City. I was performing improv comedy very regularly at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. I was dating my now husband. I think we were living together, actually.
Where were you living?
In Chelsea, in a studio apartment that had truly the smallest bathroom you've ever been in. It had like a quarter tub.
Oh, God.
Where cockroaches would come out of it. My cat would sit there and like wait for them to come out and kill them in the tiniest. I mean, it was really... And one time I overflowed that toilet and then left my apartment. I didn't know, and I left my apartment and it poured water all the way to the first floor.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Those were the times. Those were the days. But I was also going through a lot of weird stuff, which was like I was working. I actually think I was being sexually harassed at my job when I was 25.
Oh. Where were you working?
I was working for a company that I had kind of... intended to be a day job, but it actually was filled with really wonderful people, and it was fulfilling in a lot of ways. And then at some point, a coworker started sexually harassing me, and that was really confusing. And I didn't know how to deal with it, and I didn't really. It was a small company and I felt too scared to go to HR, if that makes sense. So I quit and took an internship.
Oh.
And then was a temp.
Mm-hmm.
So I would temp at like the most, doing the most bonkers things.
Yeah.
Like, the driest shit. And this was like, I didn't have an iPhone to like secretly look at.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was on
what
a
flip. What was your craziest phone. Temp job?
I just have this, I did a lot of temping as a receptionist at McKinsey, which is
my brother worked there.
Intense consulting firm. Mm-hmm. I once handed out Metro cards in front of Port Authority as some sort of like brand gig. I've had a lot of weird jobs.
Can I tell you about my weirdest temp job?
Yeah.
It was in Boston. It's like one of the summers when I was in college. I temped for WGBH.
Oh, I love WGBH.
And they had a division. I don't think it still exists, but they had a division at the time. I might have talked about this before, where they provided closed captioning for different shows.
We should clarify, WGBH is the PBS station.
Station affiliate, whatever.
Greater Boston area.
In Boston. So they would TLC would send them a show to like close caption, for example. So they had me captioning episodes of Dragnet.
That sounds like kind of a fun temp job.
It was.
You
it
just
was
watched Dragnet and close caption?
Yeah, but it was also, I worked the 4 to midnight shift.
Oh, shit.
So it was like, it was just like this bizarre, it felt like a different, sort of like an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Like I just would show up at 4 p.m., put on headphones and like watch Dragnet and transcribe.
Holy shit, that's a weird job.
It was fun, but also weird.
Temping is also weird. Like when every time I tempt, because you're like a stranger going into a family.
Yeah.
And everybody has routines and then you're just kind of this like random person who's there for the day.
And you don't know like why they need a temp or like, you know, it's just like always very weird and mysterious.
It is. But I did start an internship at like 25, I think. And I felt very weird about it because all the people I was working with and working for were like also my age or younger.
I was an intern when I was 28.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's now I'm like, that sounds so, of course, being an intern at whatever age you want. But at the time I felt this weird pressure to like, have
you
already
figured
it out. Yes, I did feel behind, but I'm really grateful for that opportunity because I was writing and I got to, and then that kind of kicked off my professional writing career.
Did you know that you wanted to be a writer at the time?
I remember I had always thought about being a writer and I had applied to a grad school and then not gone. And, yes, I knew that my day job that I was doing was not what I wanted to be doing. And
what was the general area of your day job?
Production, marketing and production. And then when the coworkers started harassing me, I was like, it honestly was like, it motivated me to leave, even though I wish I had handled that situation differently. But that's just that's an offline story. But anyway, I left because of that, but honestly, you know, it did work out because I found an internship and found all these weird temp jobs. That's what I was doing at 25. So wherever you are, 25 is great.
Yeah.
35, 45, 55. Be an intern at any age.
Yeah, totally.
You might even get to, you know, make a movie out of it starring Robert De Niro. So there you go. Well, Dory.
Yes.
Now that we've relived those memories, I think we can wrap it up for the episode.
I think so too.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.